Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah!
Puckle!
Puckle.
Welcome to yet another episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch. Here today with my spectacular co-host, we've got the sassy as always, Sublime.
Sassy as always, and yet not sleepy. I got good sleep. I don't know how.
I'm impressed, actually.
Who'd you steal it from?
Right?
You know, I definitely stole it from someone.
And as you can hear, we also have the wonderful, as always, Linian.
Hello. I think it was me. I think it was me that you stole it from.
You know what? It could be, now that you're on the West Coast. Yeah.
That's your area of effect, is just the time zone.
Yeah.
Dream Eater.
We are here to talk everything Pokemon, from the trading card game to the video game to everything in between. I am excited to be here and just talk with everybody today. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League. Yeah, it's a nonsensical name we came up with in 2007. As well. So I think I'm the most tired, actually. I threw like a party last night.
Good for you.
Well, it was, okay, so like what happened was my in-laws purchased us some wine.
It wasn't
supposed to get here until like September, because it was coming from your land on the West Coast.
As opposed to my land.
Yeah.
On the West Coast.
But this land is your land.
As opposed to Ohio. It came from a place that actually has grapes. Actually, to be fair, there are grapes in the Midwest, but that's a completely different story.
But are they good grapes?
Yeah, actually, I would say that most wine that is made in the Midwest is typically sweeter wine, and I don't think that's because of the grapes per se, but more because of the clientele.
Mm.
So there are some really good rosés at a winery over there that we got shipped to us, and we're like, oh, we've got to share the love with our friends. So we went ahead and we held, we just threw a party. It was supposed to be a wine tasting, and it turned into way more. It was a good party, though. We had a good time, and I got to play bartender. I actually built an outdoor bar, and I still need to finish it because it's not completely sealed for the elements quite yet, and it is supposed to rain tomorrow.
I was going
to
ask if it was one of those things that you can roll out, or if it was like a permanent fixture.
Both of those things are true. Well, it's on wheels. I put it on casters. Mostly because in the state of Ohio, outdoors is not accessible to you for at least 3 months out of the year.
As are most places in the normal hemisphere, but yes.
Yes. It is not habitable outdoors for 3 months out of the year, so I figured I would put it on wheels so that I could take it inside and have a decent time. Like, at least put it in my garage, you know, and use it there.
At least.
But I'm hoping it looks nice enough that I could put it in the house proper when I'm done with it. Because we do have like an extra, I don't know, like, I don't know how houses were designed in like the 90s and the 80s, but there's always like two living rooms, you know what I mean?
A living room and a den, yes.
Yeah,
my parents had their house built in the 90s.
Yeah, so like I bought, my house that I purchased was built in the 90s, and so like we have a living room, which we use as a living room, and then we've got extra room that is supposed to be like, you know, family room / living room number two, I don't really know.
Yeah. Family room, private living room. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have kids, so I don't have any use for this space. And so it's pretty empty. Like, there's just a couch there. So I'm like, I'm going to put my bar in there, and it's going to be a good time. I'm going to buy a neon sign. It's going to be, you know, top notch, high class.
I love that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So I had a good time with that, though. I did play in a league challenge this week and got absolutely wrecked.
What were you running?
I was playing Lost Tina this week.
Love that.
Yeah, it's a fun deck, but like I could tell. So I played a lot of games of Lost Tina, and I think what happened was I went over the hurdle of like too much practice, if you know what I mean. Like I was practicing it with it so much that I was just like getting brain dead playing it. And like I could feel it like before I went into the league challenge. I'm like, this is a bad call. Like I can't pilot this deck very well right now. Because there was a point where like I was like, oh, I'm peak performance. Like I know exactly what I'm doing with this deck. And then I just got to the point where I'm like, my brain doesn't want to run the deck. It doesn't know how right now. And that happened a lot.
You shot all the way to muscle memory.
Yeah, I shot to muscle memory, but it was like, but the muscle memory was very weak and it did not work out well. So I ended up going like 2-3 and I was like, yeah, I need to like just not play for like a week. I need a hard reset on my Pokemon skills. So I'm taking like a small break. I'll probably go back and start playing again like in a week or two. I'll probably start playing online first. We do actually have the Puckle League Challenge tomorrow, so I will play in that, but probably not Lost Tina. I'll probably play something stupid and dumb that I've been wanting to try. Just go play like Chien Pao or something. Because the new set actually dropped yesterday, and I still haven't opened any of it because it is that underwhelming of a set. But we'll see. We'll see if that
actually changes. They can't all be winners.
Yeah, you know, it's something. I don't know if it's good.
I feel like there's always one of those early sets.
Yeah.
It's not the first or second, but there's always one.
That's just like a real like, stinker. Eh. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like Rising Fists or something.
Yeah, it's like
back, the, you know?
There's always like one set that's just kind of poop. And it's just the way that we grab cards from Japan, too. Because
that's true.
Because like our sets aren't just like our sets. They're combinations of like products
put out in Japan. Because we get much bigger sets
than which I'm not I honestly kind of want the Japanese model, but that's a completely different topic for a different day. So what they do is like usually we get two sets combined into one set, and that's what happened with the first like two sets of the Scarlet and Violet block. Is we ended up getting, you know, the Scarlet and Violet TCG sets combined in the Scarlet and Violet base set. I think there was also a third set that was actually thrown into that as well, parts of it, and then the other parts of it were thrown into Paldea Evolved, which came out in June. And so they kind of ran out of sets. Like there's only one set that was left for them to adapt for this one, called this one's called Obsidian Flames because it's the third set in a block, and I guess that's just the Charizard set now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've had that the past three times, like Burning Shadows.
Do we need that really? Does Charizard need a set every damn time? Like
apparently.
I guess. And it sells so well, yeah.
Yeah, as a Pokemon fan, I agree with you, Sublime. As a TPCI businessman, I probably think we do need a Charizard set every time. Yeah, so like we had Burning Shadows, Darkness Ablaze, and now we've got Obsidian Flames, right? It's always like the third set of the block, too, which is kind of crazy.
Well, it's probably because it's either the fifth or sixth set of each Japanese release.
Yeah, and so the reason this has been so like poop, by the way, is because they actually had a... And so we only had one set from Japan, which is like 70 cards. But because we're getting we get much larger sets here in the US, how do you pad out an extra 100 cards, right, in the set?
Mm-hmm.
And the way they did that is in Japan, they come out with these decks that you can buy that pretend to be competitive. And they have a bunch of exclusive like Pokemon EX in them and stuff like that. And a bunch of other like basic Pokemon to include. And so we get that, and it turns out that none of those cards are actually that good or are worth playing, with the exception of like maybe this Toadscruel that's coming out. But so there's very little to be excited about in this set. This is like almost entirely a collector set because people just want to go chase Charizard.
To be fair, the art in the set is really good.
The art is actually really good. You are correct. Yeah, the art is just fantastic. I mean, I'm going to go buy, actually, after we record today, I'm going to go buy a like a booster box or something of it just to have some of the cards on hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, at some point, like somebody's going to be like, I'm running the Delphox from Obsidian Flames because it's got 10 more HP than this one. And you're going to be like, well, I wish I had that one.
Delphox? Or do you mean Fennekin?
We knew what you meant.
Same thing.
I don't, because I don't know if they like had... I'm not following this set at all.
I knew what you meant. Yeah, because sometimes when you have a good stage 2, you want a basic with more HP than the ultimate.
Yeah, you want a good chunk. Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, especially right now with Lost Box in the meta still being a thing. Because like Lost Box, if you have 60 HP basics, like that's just no bueno. because the Sableye can come in and just ping both of them and ping two of them and knock them out in one go. So having the difference between like 60 and 70 HP in the Pokemon TCG right now is massive.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a huge boon to have 70 HP over 60 HP. Just food for thought.
Sniping.
Yeah, it's just better. I mean, Greninja, Radiant Greninja, I should say, can come out and like do some massive damage, but that's different. That's different. But yeah. I'm sorry, I took up all the time. Do you guys have anything cool, exciting?
So, a while ago, as a gift, my partner backed this game called Alestral.
Oh, I've heard about this is A-Drive's game.
Yeah. So, we received it, finally.
Okay.
And it is...
Tell me.
Fine.
I want to know. That is exactly what I expected.
We played a few games with, like, the pre-con, so this might just be, like, a pre-con issue, but the game is really rough on the back foot.
Okay.
The game has some really interesting ideas, some really good ideas, and to its credit, very few bad ideas. Just not a lot of... There hasn't been a lot that's, like, caught me, you know? And I'm like, maybe this is just growing pains, and it'll get a little more complex as it goes, but it's not bad.
I didn't have, like, high expectations for it, mostly because A-Drive started it, and A-Drive's experience with, like, TCGs, from my understanding, based on the limited amount of content of his that I watch nowadays, is that he just opens packs, right, of Pokemon cards. And then he thought to himself, I should start my own TCG so people can open my packs.
It doesn't feel like that. It okay. feels like someone really liked Yu-Gi-Oh! And then wanted to fix Yu-Gi-Oh!
Fix Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's a big order.
Yeah, that's a big
that's
lift.
That's a tall order, okay.
That's a big lift.
I will say, succeeded more than failed. It's just... I feel like a lot of this, I feel like, can be fixed in like a set or two, adding a little bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is just the first set.
But a lot of my issues are like, this is very much, this is very simple. It's not bad. And it's got some very interesting depth to it. I did get a little nervous when I was reading through the rule book, and then there was a section that if you play Magic, it's just layers. And I went, oh no, I don't want to have to deal with this. And it turns out you very rarely have to deal with that.
Yeah.
I think A-Drive is the face, but there are clearly some talented designers working for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. The one thing that I don't know how I feel about... So there's nothing rarer than the one per pack rare. Like, there's no Mythic or GX or whatever, where it's even rarer than the base ones.
It's very early on, though.
Yes, but what they have instead is, to your credit, this is how he's going to make everyone open packs forever, and it's kind of ingenious. They're just basically shiny cards.
Oh, just like reverse hollows, like all the time. Oh, no, like
the creatures are shiny. It's the same creature with a different art on it in a different color. It's literally a shiny, and then they're serialized. Commons get 10, uncommons get 25, uncommon rares get 10, uncommons get 25, commons get 99 made,
mm-hmm.
and they're all serialized and numbered. So the real rarity is if you have one of the whatever they're called versions.
Shinies.
Which, as we found out, aren't only in packs. They can be in pre-con product.
That's actually pretty cool. Good for him.
Yeah, I know, because we opened all the packs. We're like, oh, we didn't get one. And we opened the pre-con product. I went, oh, look, they threw this into all the pre-cons, because it was the first one that we mm-hmm. opened. And then they didn't. That was the only one.
That's cute. That's a cute idea.
Yeah, so now we have serialized 11 out of 99 Sluggle, and we are accepting bids.
What about you, Sublime? Anything hip happening?
So to speak, it's about to be happening. Oh my gosh, I just finished a month of working essentially summer school where I took kids on like way too many field trips.
Oof.
But I finished yesterday. I took them to a pool, the aquatic center nearby, mm-hmm. and I'm done. So I am ready to party. And I deserve it.
You do.
Make me some of that Tokyo tea.
Come on over.
Yeah.
Come on over.
We'll figure something out. I love a Tokyo tea.
Well, all right. Well, this was a good intro. We're going to go ahead, kick it on over, start our Pokemon discussion over with the news. So let's cue that epic music.
Radio Tower, this just in.
Welcome to the news. In the news, we've got a few things to talk about. First of all, there was the quarterly report from Nintendo, so we got some sales information. Nothing too excited, but Mario Odyssey did kick Pokemon Sword and Shield from the top five Switch games.
As it should. Honestly, this isn't even that much about me being bitter about Sword and Shield. I just really like Mario Odyssey.
Mario Odyssey is actually a really good game, and I'm really upset we haven't had our sequel.
Like, yeah, Mario Odyssey is an incredible game, and we get a lot more Pokemon games than we do Mario games that are, like, of that caliber.
Yeah, Mario Odyssey is really solid, and a game that I will actually go back and play once every couple years.
Absolutely.
Just because it's long enough that I forget things, so I can just go and play it.
And there's so much to, like, there's a lot to dig for.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I replayed it a while ago, and I did entirely different moons to get from...
Mm-hmm.
Things there's enough content that you don't just have to like as much as I love some of the other Mario games, I do get tired of replaying the exact same level path every time.
This Mario Odyssey is very good. It's probably very close. It probably got a boost as well. Sword and Shield or Scarlet and Violet is also doing really well and is probably about to unseat Gold and Silver, I think, where the next one is the number three best-selling Pokemon game. And it's been less than a year, so it's probably also going to unseat Sword and Shield as the second best-selling Pokemon game.
Yep.
So, I
mean,
especially
once we hit the DLC.
Once we get DLC, it's over.
I agree with that. But yeah, there's some news, but I think this news is more a topic. So.
Yeah, super fast. There's a 35-minute Pokemon Direct August 8th at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Yep. Well, Sublime. We'll just
Speaking
move on.
Speaking of Scarlet and Violet, Worlds is this weekend, starting Thursday evening for us in for those of the U.S., and a bunch of info has been released for next year's season. The U.S. is going to require 500 champion points for VG Masters. That is that's wild. They're also
TCG's
filling the day two.
TCG's worse.
It's
600
bigger
CP.
And bigger. It gets harder and harder to get there.
Yeah, it's like somebody put together like a thing for TCG, because this year I was like, oh, maybe I'll like actually try. And see if I can get an invite, especially if it's going to, like, I'm like, even if it's 500, 500's reasonable. I could probably hit 500 with, like, a little bit of it overextending.
That's a lot. That's a lot of effort to do. They also killed Day 2 for
thank
first
God.
Buys.
Thank God.
Yep.
Because the problem was you had all these competitors going and, like, taking up, I don't know, it was very intimidating to, like, be like, oh, these top players are here because they're all just chasing the top 16 to get the Day 2 invite.
Also, regional champions and international will now receive automatic Worlds invite.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
That
was so dumb.
No, there was a person who won two back-to-back regionals before they lowered the point threshold to get into Worlds this year, and she still did not have an invite to Worlds.
That's
wild.
Do you know how many people are at a regional?
Yeah, especially in TCG now. It's over 1,000.
If you beat 1,000 people, you deserve an invite. Like,
exactly.
Come on,
exactly. There's
twice.
More people... There's typically more people at a regional than an international that's not NAIC. Like, NAIC is the biggest tournament of the year, but if you go to like EUIC or something like that, usually the player count is lower than a US region.
Also, and this is an aside, if you're trying to build good storylines, like I know that they are, being able to say this is the champion of this event matters a lot, especially when you disincentivize from people from getting the hat trick. Because it's like, this guy won these four tournaments and this one won these three. It's like, well, I don't really know how that feels. But if it's like, this guy won this specific tournament, it's like, okay, great. This is a hometown hero, even if it's not.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan of that change. Like, a huge fan of that change. Because then a lot of people who just, like, win regionals, like, they don't have to do anything else for the rest.
Practice.
They just practice, exactly, but I don't think
they're
a lot
fine
of
what they're going to take.
I like say there's a regional coming up in September, early September, Pittsburgh regional. Whoever wins that is just not going to have to worry about their Worlds invite like the rest of the year. They can just do whatever for like the whole year. It's kind of insane to think about.
Scrapbook.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on, another Lydian point.
Seven star Mewtwo raid event might be announced at the Presents for Worlds weekend.
It probably will be.
It probably will be. Using a Mew in the raid gives Mew a power boost, and it earns a Mightiest Mark for winning. The teaser for the Direct even emphasizes the M in Pokemon with neon purple lighting, which is also announcing Mega Y and Unite, probably.
Oh,
Mega Y is the psychic one, right? Like, yeah. Not the punchy one?
Yeah, no.
The not punchy one.
X is like the one that they just haven't really acknowledged.
X is
exists.
Like the, it's like the Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like how Charizard Y always gets shafted for Mega Charizard X.
Even though I always prefer Charizard Y, only because it's set up.
I like Charizard Y better just because it feels like more of a natural evolution for Charizard than any of the others.
Mega Charizard X just feels like, hey, what it's did pandering. Everyone complain about?
Yeah, it's just pandering.
With a cool color. We get
like,
it.
I do prefer Mega Mewtwo Y, but I saw something where it's got a little handle on top of its head, and I don't like that.
Yep.
Does have you can just little put it on a tree branch, and it's stuck.
Yep.
It's like those things you could throw, those sticky things as a kid with a handle.
Yeah.
That's exactly
about.
What Mega Mewtwo Y's head looks
like. I am also a child of the 90s.
Yes.
I do recall these things.
I remember my mom just never letting me have one because she's like, it will get gunk on everything. No.
No, it doesn't get gunk on everything. Everything gets stuck to it.
Yeah, it gets all gunked up. That is what happens.
It gets gunked up, not the other way around.
Yeah. All right. Well, Pokemon Go news, I guess that's for you, Sublime.
I guess if someone is still playing Pokemon Go, that they should know that Froakie Community Day is this Sunday, the 13th. And it's going to have Water Shuriken and Hydro Cannon. So
I haven't
somehow
playing.
Still playing Pokemon Go, and you want to have a community day with Froakie, this is your moment.
Sublime, I like how you're trying to play salty, but Thatch and I both do, and I'm just
I'm
like, oh,
you
I'm not even in
I'm
town.
Glad you
so.
Do.
No,
glad
I
you
just I honestly only play Pokemon Go during like the spring, summer, and fall. Once winter hits, I'm just like, this game's dumb.
Well, yeah. As you'd expect.
At the moment it snows and I have to wear gloves or I like can't feel my hands outside, that's when I don't play anymore.
You're supposed to play Pokemon Go if you can't feel your hands. That's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I live somewhere where the air sometimes just hurts my face. So it just
has well, it's killing me. No.
Well, you finish off the Go stuff, Linian.
Yeah, there's some kind of Worlds event they haven't fully detailed happening over the weekend, so just like expect, I don't know, unknown...
Yeah.
Whatever spells out the host city, I guess.
Well, they usually do, like, they'll do, like, a worldwide thing, too, where it's, like, if we all do it, here's a bonus or something. I don't know.
Watch as it's, like, if everyone does these random Mewtwo raids, then they unlock the Mewtwo raids in Scarlet and Violet.
I think they've learned, I don't know, I feel like Pokemon has given up on the whole idea of converting a Pokemon Go fan into a Pokemon fan. If that makes sense.
Yeah, but the question is, has Niantic given up on trying to get Pokemon to give them, help them make those dollars?
I just think that
they
Pokemon...
They have their whales. They have their whales that they can subsidize for the rest of the stuff.
How is Shark doing?
All right. I took all the TCG stuff at the end. We already talked about the TCG Worlds requirement being bumped up to 600 CP. They also announced best finish limits. It's just six of every type of tournament, whether those be cups, challenges, or regionals. You get six of those. Do as best you can. Hopefully you get 600 points. Good luck in high scores. It's actually kind of like nuts, like how much you have to do to like properly get it. And I look into it and it's just very demoralizing, only because Ohio turns out to be like a very competitive place for Pokemon. For some reason, I don't really understand why. But yeah. Also, as we mentioned in the intro, the new set, Obsidian Flames, dropped this week. It's not actually that good, but it does have Terra Charizard in it. So yeah, that's fun.
I can't wait for there to be a pile, just a whole bunch of people opening box after box after box, sadly, in the corner.
Exactly.
Though... Given the people that normally do that, it's probably going to be Commander Masters this week instead.
Yeah. All right, and then we end, as always, with Puckle's Pokey Prediction. With Worlds being next week, how many Landorus do you think will make it into the top 8? Last month it ended in 12th place, but so far this month it is in 8th place.
Two, maybe seven.
Two, I don't know. I haven't been paying attention to the VGs.
I just remember, was it 2015? When,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Chalk. Yeah. Chalk. Oh, I loved that. That was iconic.
I do actually miss having a team that is like Chalk. Not because I think it's particularly healthy that this is the only team that wins, but I do think it makes it easier for the barrier of entry to Pokemon. Because, like, I don't know, it helps you get into it when you can just be like, oh, I know this is a good team, and I know how it works. Nowadays, I feel like a lot of BGC teams, especially now, it's really hard to find, like, a team where somebody actually explains to you how it works and why the calcs are the way they are right now. Because I try to do that for myself to try to get back into it. It's very difficult to be.
That is one of the most coped things I've ever heard, but okay.
I mean, I also had a good time in X and Y metas. I just really liked X and Y.
X and Y was just the best era for BGC. And
yeah.
I will fight.
X and Y metas were very healthy.
They were great.
They're actually pretty healthy, with the exception of Landorus. But they were very healthy.
There was that 1 year before Landorus, and then there was the year after Landorus with all the big types.
Yeah, that VGC 2014 was actually very good.
2014 was impeccable. True.
Yeah. That was a very good year. And then
that was Talonflame's moment. So
yeah. You know. Yeah. Goodbye, old friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time. All right. Well, that is going to be it for this. We're going to kick it on over now to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge.
Oh, hi, and welcome to the Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz our co-hosts on their insane Pokemon knowledge. I'm Mark from the Dunsparce Gang, here to explain the rules. Our fabulous co-hosts will work as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions that fans have submitted on the Discord server. Each question is worth 1 point, with Pokedex and multiple answer questions worth more, for a total of 7 points. The hosts can use a free hint at any time. If they get all the answers correct and do not use the hint, they can cash it in for an 8th point.
Welcome to Trivia. Thank you for that introduction, as always, Mark. We are going to get started then. Our first question this week is going to come to you from Patron Saint. The question is, what Pokemon type was the last to receive a monotype Pokemon in the National Dex?
Trick question. Fairy. Took till Gen 6.
No, that's not what the question is.
In the National
Technically
Dex.
It is, but I know what they're actually asking.
Yeah.
It's not that that's a good point, but it's incorrect. I will let you answer a real answer.
I'm thinking Orthrum?
Wait, no, maybe I don't understand the question.
No. What type is the last to receive a monotype Pokemon, essentially?
So if you start at Dex number 1 and you go all the way down to
Dex
whatever, which one is the last one to have a mono?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be Steel, but that's no longer the case. Is there anything mono flying before Tornadus?
Not before.
Well, then it's Tornadus, right?
No. It would be after Tornadus because Orthworm is
No. You're understanding the question incorrectly, Sublime.
Oh, I'm understanding it incorrectly.
Yeah.
What was the last type to ever get a monotype?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. What was the last Pokemon type to receive a monotype?
So if you start at Dex number 1, what type is the highest number when you hit its monotype, which would be flying?
Wait, no, I feel like it is Fairy then.
No.
You were right.
Clefairy.
I see what you're saying. It was added after the fact.
It was added after the fact. Cumi being
it is
smart,
earlier.
But if you
but
go by Dex
earlier.
Number, then yes.
Yeah. Then yeah, Tornadus. So flying.
Flying is correct. Yes, there is.
Okay, that's a confusing question.
That was a confusing question, and now that I saw you guys try to go through it, I read it and I was like, "Oh, I know the answer to this." But all right, so you guys are 1-for-1. Your next question is going to come to you from GG Platinum, and he asks, in Generation 1, which Pokemon could you fish up in the gym statues?
Oh!
The gym statues?
Yeah, I know this is a thing.
There's only one Pokemon that will actually come out of the gym statues, and it's really silly.
I'm hoping it's Magikarp, but it's probably not.
No, I don't even think it's a fishing Pokemon.
Is it a Rhyhorn? They kind of look like Rhyhorn, right?
Well, I mean, statues? Kind of, yeah, but this wasn't an intentional encounter. I mean, I guess. I don't have anything better than Magikarp, because I think, if anything, default tiling would have said it was Magikarp. I feel like that's wrong, but I also don't have a better answer.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your answer? I can absolutely see them saying, all water tiles have 100% chance to get Magikarp unless tweaked, so.
Are we talking Magikarp? Magikarp is correct.
Pretty much get it, exactly. Magikarp. I'm so glad. Like, it turns out exist, Magikarp.
It also turns out that if you use a super rod or the good rod in these, it actually just will never fish anything up.
So it's a tiling error.
Yeah, it will only fish up with the old rod. It's because they made them water tiles or something for some reason. I'm sure it was just something that was easier for them to code at the time for reasons.
No, I think what happened is they probably originally were water. In the archetypal gym build, they changed it and then didn't switch that that tile in, info. Yeah,
because who's going to be like, let me use my rod here? And then it turned out
who's
a bajillion
going to think,
people play.
Hey, maybe we should check.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would miss that.
No, I think that's completely fair. But that gives you guys 2 for 2. Your next question is your Pokedex entry question, as always. This one is from the Once and Future Gamer. The entry is from Pokemon Alpha Sapphire. And it reads, they strengthen their lower bodies by running into one another. They are very kind and won't start fights. Who's that Pokemon?
Could you repeat that?
They strengthen their lower bodies by running into one another. They are very kind and won't start fights.
What?
So they strengthen their lower bodies by running into each other.
My thought would be Skiddo? Kind. Like goats bonk each other all the time, but it's not.
Won't start fights.
Which I know is antithetical to your very being, Sublime, but
that's not true. I only start fights when they deserve to happen. And I'm also very kind, so I think it's me.
Sublime is the correct answer, yes.
sorry, what game was this from again?
Pokemon Alpha Sapphire.
Okay. So, probably not Skiddo?
I mean, it could be. This was back when games had entries for Pokemon that weren't in them. I can't think of anything better than Skiddo.
Yeah, we're going to need another Dex entry is what
We'll say Skiddo, knowing that we're probably wrong.
Yeah.
Skiddo is incorrect. The second entry is from Pokemon X. And it reads, it relies on its sturdy shell to deflect predators' attacks. It counterattacks with its sharp quills.
So it's got claws?
Oh! It has a sturdy shell and quills? I'm thinking Quilladin.
And what was the second Dex entry from?
Pokemon X.
X.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Quilladin.
Quilladin is correct.
It's what else has a shell and quills? And it's the paladin.
Sand slash, so but that kind. Doesn't make any sense for anything else, for any of the clues. I hate Quilladin. Thank you for making me think about him.
Well, I'm going to make you think about the letter Q some more in this next question from Poliwoe.
I'm very anti-Q.
What 7 items in Pokemon begin with the letter Q? I will give you...
7 what?
7 items begin with the letter Q. I will give you a point for every 2 of them you get. Quick Ball and Quick Claw are both correct. These are in all Pokemon games, by the way. Anything that you could transfer Pokemon to Pokemon home.
Is there an item that starts with question or
quest?
Query.
Up to 3 points, by the way. Up to 3 points today. You have 1.
We do have the 1.
Quick Powder? Is that one?
Are you locking that in?
Powder.
There's a Ditto item I feel is called...
That's Silver Powder.
No, Silver Powder is the bug boosting one. I feel like it might not be called Quick Powder, but it's not Quicksilver.
If we get one wrong, are we out?
No, you get three strikes.
Okay, yeah, go for it then.
Quick powder?
Quick powder is correct.
Nice. All right,
that's a held item for Ditto.
And it increases its speed, yeah.
Is that the one that boosts its... Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that dumb?
You know what? Boosting Ditto's speed is all you need, Frank.
Right?
That's the only stat that matters for Ditto.
That's why they did it.
Yeah, that's fair. God, you remember when Choice Scarf Ditto was a thing?
Yes, it still kind of is.
I hate that.
Qualotberry. Okay, so, Qualotberry.
Qualotberry.
Qualotberry
yeah.
is also correct. That gives you four, so 2 points so far.
So there we're up to two. Are there any other Q berries?
There are three more items.
Quiet mint is correct.
Yes, there are two more answers.
We just need one.
Whatever Quillfish drops in Pokemon in Scarlet and Violet.
That is technically correct.
They'll probably be like Quillfish thorns or spines or something.
Quillfish spines, actually. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
There's your six. The last one is that you did not get was from Pokemon Let's Go, and it was Quick Candies.
I would never have gotten that.
No. No.
But other than that, you guys hit everything. So you guys are at... you know, 3 points there, so six for four. Your last question was always...
I'm not going to lie, Thatch, I didn't think that counted.
I mean, I was just nice. I don't care.
Well, thank you.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to give you your base stat question as always. This one is going to come to you from Zay Paladin. Which not fully evolved steel type has the highest base special attack of all not fully evolved steel types?
NFE steel type special attack.
Yes.
Magneton is up there.
Magneton is up there, that's true.
It's like 120 or so.
Yeah. That's pretty high to beat. Because it was one of those Pokemon that didn't need an evolution and then got one. Or not didn't need, but like it wasn't intended to have one and then got one.
Yeah. And it's a special attacker.
It absolutely is, because it was an electric type originally. And not a dog.
Like, I can't think of anything that beats it.
No, like, the next thing I can think of is, like, maybe Clang. And or, like... That wasn't that. Like, no, that's not beating a Magneton.
Yeah, Metang, no, is, like, a psychic type.
Metang is more physical, right?
And almost all the steel ones I can think of are very physical.
It must
at least...
be Meltan.
Meltan, 100%. Bronzor.
You know what? I don't think we're going to beat Magneton. I really
no,
don't.
No, the only thing I think is like maybe Hisuian Sligoo? But no.
There's no way.
That can't be higher.
Because I think, doesn't the Hisuian Goodra have like the same stats, more or less?
No, because it actually gets a lot of its defenses reconfigured, but...
Yeah, but its attack stats, I think, are the same, where it's kind of mixed. Yeah.
All right. We'll say Magneton, and then I'll kick myself for forgetting some regional or something.
Magneton is correct at 120.
Okay. Yeah.
I got the number two and the number three as well. Number two, believe it or not, is Magnemite.
That's so sad. What is it, like 90 or 95?
It's 95, yeah. And then number three is Hisuian Sligoo. And the comment I have from the question people is, I've mostly found it funny that two of the members of the same line are the top two. So yeah, you guys got all eight today.
Yay.
Does that change up standings? Probably. I don't know. We're going to find out, I guess. I assume it does. In our race to 40... We are going to go ahead, and first place, we still have Seth Vila with 19. In a tie for second place, we've got Mark and Linian with 14. In a tie for fourth place, we've got Shark and Sublime with 8. In sixth, we've got Sigma with 7. In eighth, we've got Dr. Shamu, Whimsicott, and Jushiro, all with 6. And everybody else has yet to get on the board. With that, guys, that is going to be it for Poco's Poke Quiz. Tune in next week for more Poke Quiz. Until then, we are off to the topic.
Are you addicted to cardboard like myself and Seth? Maybe you want to pick up a booster box of Obsidian Flames next week. Well, the best way to do it is to support the show by going to trollandtoad.com and using code PucklePod5 at checkout. Whenever you do so, we get a small kickback, and we really appreciate the support. So make sure, if you're buying anything, whether it's Pokemon, Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh, you can head on over to trollandtoad.com and use code PucklePod5 at checkout. Get a 5% kickback for using the code and supporting the show. We appreciate everything you guys do, and we will catch you on the flip-flop. Welcome to the topic. Our topic today is going to be the Pokemon Presents prediction time, fun times, yeah. And then, of course, like next week, we'll probably just talk about...
With a twist!
With a twist! Yeah, we're going to try to make a bingo card out of this. And in that way, what I mean is we're just going to come up with like 24 possibilities that we think could happen.
And then you can put them on a bingo card. Yeah.
Well, or swing by the Discord. I think we're going to be posting it.
Yeah, we're going to post some bingo versions of the bingo cards and you can play it and you can let yourself know if you got bingo. Or if we got bingo. Because I think there's like... It also lets us like talk about some more ridiculous ideas as well, I think. Because there's 24 of them.
Yeah, and then do something crazy. Like, say, if we get blackout, you'll, like, I don't know, give away a Pokemon.
Sure. If we hit blackout, I'll figure something out. I'll post it on the Discord.
Dittos for everyone.
Dittos for everyone. You get a ditto. You get a ditto. Or maybe we'll do something silly on stream where I'll actually let, like, Shamu come and pie me in the face. Because I think I'm going to see him in September.
He's on the way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
So we can do something like that if we get blackout. I don't think we will.
No, we won't.
There's no way.
We will. That's why we make the promise, because we won't.
Yeah, if there's 24 things that happen in this presents, I'm going to be amazed.
You know, I didn't even think about it like that. I was like, oh, we just throw one ridiculous thing on there, and then we're covered. But no, it's just 24 things over 35 minutes is a lot to expect.
Yeah, I mean, it is 35 minutes, which is very long, by the way. Like, for a Pokemon Direct, yes. This is very long. Especially coming off the heels of that Nintendo present... Or that Nintendo Direct. It was, like, where they were just like, here, Pokemon made an appearance, first of all, in a Pokemon Direct, or a Nintendo Direct, which is kind of unfounded. I hate, because now we have to watch every Nintendo Direct.
Like you weren't.
Like, okay, so for Pokemon Presents, I'll actually, like, watch it live when it happens, because I want to know, and I want to be able to talk to people, like, about what's going on, right? And for Nintendo Direct, I usually just, like, let it happen, and then I'll go home at the end of the day and, like, throw it on my TV. You know what I mean? I've never, like, super, super hyped for Nintendo Direct. Now I have to watch it live.
I just wait till it's done and look at after the fact.
That's usually what I do.
I can skip what I don't care about, which is usually most of it.
Nintendo Directs are a thing now. But, okay, so let's start talking about what we think is going to be in this Pokemon Presents. I think a very easy, I mean, this could almost be free space, is that they talk about Scarlet and Violet DLC. And honestly, I...
Release dates.
Yep.
I think it'll only... Do we want to say release dates for both, or just release dates for Teal Mask?
I think they're going to give release dates.
I think they'll do it for both. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me for them not to.
Okay, so the only reason I wouldn't say both release dates is because they didn't do that for Switch DLC.
Well, as we know, you can't base one thing they're going to do on what they already done been done.
That's true. We used to be able to do this. They used to have a pattern. And then somewhere almost like 8 years ago, they're just like, patterns don't matter anymore. We just do what we want.
I mean, they're big enough.
I'm not going to make that a free space because I still personally believe that you're not going to get both release dates. I think you'll get Teal Mask's release date.
I feel like it's already August. I feel like they kind of have to give both release dates.
I'm honestly shocked that we don't have the release date for Teal Mask anymore.
Which is why I expect both, yeah.
You know what, that's a fair argument. I do expect like a good amount of time to be spent on the Pokemon DLC.
The DLC, agreed.
I expect like 10 minutes, minimum 10 minutes on DLC. I don't know what else they're going to have to show us. They're going to talk to us something for like 10 minutes about DLC. I don't see any other way, because I saw on Twitter a lot of people, and maybe we should put this on the bingo card anyway, but people were talking about, oh, it's going to be Pokemon Legends Kyurem and or Gen 5 Remake, and I'm just like, I don't know that they would want to like eat their own sales, but also, oh my gosh, if Pokemon games come out more rapidly than they already are, I am going to be exhausted. I will be exhausted.
I don't think it would be this year. No, it wouldn't be this year. It'd be next.
It could be January, though.
Yeah, could you imagine, like, a January to March release date, though, for, like, a Legends game?
Yes, I can, because that's when the last one was.
I mean, it would still be over a year. We had annual releases for a while. This would be another extra 3 months. That was too fast, yes, but it's not necessarily... That's by no means an acceleration. That is keeping the exact same pace that we had before.
In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I would make the argument that the DLC is our release this year, if that makes sense, and part of the annual release cycle.
Sure, but also it requires significantly less work.
Which I'm okay with, because I kind of think they need less work, based on the 5 frames per second a lot of things run at in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. But that's just me. I think we should put, like, the Pokemon Legends Kyurem on there, just because there's a chance. Because, I mean, 35 minutes is so long.
It really is. I feel like they have to be announcing something.
There has to be something, right? Like, there just has to be.
New Pokemon. A new Pokemon.
I think we can split that up into multiple things. Like, a new Pokemon itself, and, like, maybe a new regional form, if that makes sense.
Here's a question. Do you think they could add new Pokemon into the DLC? Other than, obviously, the legend, you know, the ones we know we're getting. But, like, just, like, regulars.
I mean, they obviously could. I don't know if they will. Like, the speculation that I've seen online that I don't really like, and I feel free to disagree with me, because this is just mostly, like, a me-feeling thing, is everybody's just, like, Apom and Gliscor were pointed out as regional or version exclusives. And they're like, they're going to get some kind of form. Like, they're going to evolve into something else. And I don't know that that's going to be true.
That's a solid maybe, but I also don't think that maybe they'll... I don't think we're going to get Gliscor 3, and those two do not have equivalent base stats, so they're not going to be forms of them.
Yeah, I don't think that's what's going to happen at all. I think instead...
Although, it would be nice for Apom. That would be a bummer. Like, one of you gets Gliscor and the other gets Apom. Apom deserves something.
I wouldn't be surprised that happens. The closest thing I could see happening between Apom and Gliscor, which I don't think is going to happen, is they get some kind of Paradox Mons based on them.
That's more reasonable to me.
Oh, yeah. A new Paradox Mon. Yeah.
Throw that on the bingo card, actually.
New Paradox.
I think new Paradox is absolutely going to be shown off.
If I have to predict, and it's not those two, and I don't think it will be, let's completely back of the napkin something hilarious. I don't know. They've shown off a lot of Snorlax. We're going to get 2 different Snorlaxes.
No, we already got Sleepy Time Snorlax.
We're going to get Cave Bear and Iron Belly.
That's not going to happen. Snorlax Paradox Mons, that would be hilarious, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were saying, like, forms of Snorlax. I'm like, there's no way. I could totally see a Snorlax Paradox.
No. Two Snorlax Paradox forms.
Okay, yeah, I think that's possible. I'm just going to say Paradox Mon. I'm just going to say new Paradox.
Parallax, yeah.
New Paradox Mons are coming of some sort. I don't think they're going to reveal to us too much about the DLC, but I don't know what you do for 10 minutes, in all honesty.
Maybe show us some new NPCs. That always
goes. Yeah, maybe some new NPCs. Maybe details about some of the NPCs, because in...
Yeah.
And details about the story and what it's going to be.
They kind of did that in the Nintendo Direct, but details of DLC, DLC NPCs / story. Okay, I think a very easy knock it out of the park is obviously they're going to do some kind of Pokemon Masters promotion.
Yeah.
And that's obviously going to happen because...
Definitely Nimona, that's been data mined.
It's been data mined, and it's called the Pokemon Presents release or something like that.
I didn't realize it was that.
Oh, they'll probably announce another Unite mod too then.
Pokemon Unite and Pokemon Masters. Oh yeah, Pokemon Unite, they're totally going to announce the Mewtwo.
They're totally going to reveal the next whatever thing's coming out. Is Unite still, like, a disaster?
Define disaster.
At the moment, like, where one thing is just way too overpowering.
Yeah, that seems to be what they do every time a new mon comes out. They just, like, make it really busted so that everybody wants to go buy it.
They overtune and then tune it down.
People buy it. Ugh, it's unfun. It's unfun.
It was okay at first, but when you had, like, Zacian come out, that's when it got really bad.
Yeah, and my understanding is Mewtwo is just the new Zacian.
Yep. I'm sure Mewtwo will get toned down in, like, a next week or two, but they always do this, and it is kind of annoying when they do it, when somebody just does it. It's kind of better, but kind of worse that they kind of force you to pay for it now, too, with real money. instead of being able to purchase it in game with coins right away, because then fewer people go get it. But then when it does come up, you're just like, oh, I got to deal with this. It is very pay to win in some circumstances.
For 3 months, then you got to pay again to win.
When it's not like a huge new Pokemon, it's usually okay. But something like Mewtwo and Zacian, they always way overtune it.
Yeah, hyper overtuned.
Yeah, they hyper overtune it.
And that's where they're at right now, so it's like, ugh.
So if you wait like another month or two, though, for a new Pokemon to come out, Mewtwo will probably be toned down, and it's probably fine. But like when a new big Pokemon comes out, it's really bad. But yeah, no, the way this leaked was somebody data mined Pokemon Masters after it got an update, and it showed Nimona, and it said like the Pokemon Presents release or something like that on August 8th. August 8th, Pokemon Presents released or something in the code. It was that specific, because at first I'm like, why does Nimona being in the game mean we're gonna get a Pokemon Presents? And then like I looked at it and I was like, are you kidding me? They were that blatantly obvious with it.
What Pokemon do you think she'll get?
I don't know if they announced that, if that's in...
Paldean Tauros.
I wouldn't be surprised, actually.
That's a good choice.
No, but actually, thinking over her team, they'll probably give her Palma. That's the one that she uses to teach you Terra and all that.
That is very true. I would be... Okay, so this, I'm going to throw this like out into the wind as a possibility, but probably not going to happen. But I wouldn't be surprised if they announced like another DLC pack. If they're just like, we're going to do more DLC after Indigo Disc and Teal Mask.
Honestly, I'm on board with that idea. I'm on board with that. Slow down, Gen 10. Slow down, Gen 10. Take your time for that one.
Yes, but especially if it goes and adds Pokemon that would appear in whatever...
Yeah.
Let's Go Legends or whatever other version. If we get those Pokemon in, so we just get one Gen 9 Master game that can include things.
Can I play with the Snivy?
I do kind of like that idea. I do like that idea. I just think second DLC pack is semi-possible, only because we got those two new regions, right? We got Kitakami and the Blueberry Academy, which both aren't in Paldea, right? They made that super awkward part of the map that's grayed out, just like Area Zero.
I think that's just how they're handling that transition, but...
No, I agree that that's very possible at this point. I hate how awkward it looks because they did the same thing to Area Zero. You know what I mean? If Area Zero had some other kind of distinguishing thing on the map that wasn't just, like, the gray lines, like the, quote-unquote, Kalos area, I kind of wish that they would let us at least explore that. And it doesn't have to be Kalos. It could be, you know, it could be... Palos or whatever it is, you know, like the Sinjo ruins, some area in between the two, because I honestly don't think that area is actually like really fleshed out in Kalos itself already if you play X and Y.
I think you are coping real hard with your Johto is right there problem, but
okay the Johto is right there problem is very real though in Fire Red and Leaf Green. It's very upsetting But I think it would be, I mean, I think it would be cool, and it would be a nice homage to, I don't know, to the fans that like the games. I don't know. I hate when they, well, they're actually pretty good about like acknowledging that past games existed. But they know like the fan base wants something like this where you like go back to a region and at least being like, hey, here's like a piece, I think would go a long way. Give me my Olive Branch Pokemon. That's all I want. Or second DLC entirely. I don't care where it is. You know, if it's more story, if it's anything else. But I do like the idea of them just, like, instead of us having to wait until next gen to be able to play with new Legends Pokemon, this seems like a much better way to do it.
Yeah, like, I think that would be the way to do it.
I do agree with that. I do agree with that. I think the chances of us getting a brand new game, though, are very slim. Just because they really want to hype on the DLC right now, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? Maybe not a game, but, like, maybe the next Pokemon Sleep thing. Not actually that, but something like that, you know what I mean?
Oh, here's something to throw on there. Pokemon Sleep gets at least 3 minutes of explanation.
Oh, Pokemon Sleep definitely gets explanation for no reason.
Something, yeah.
I'm not playing Pokemon Sleep, but I am watching other people play Pokemon Sleep.
A new Pokemon product will be announced. How about that?
Ooh, a new product. I could see that, because they did announce at the anniversary, like that Pokemon TCG Classic, I could see a Pokemon product They're totally going to talk about Detective Pikachu 2 for way too long.
Yes, and they're probably going to do a full gameplay tutorial of a very simple...
This time you're going to have to combine red and blue to make purple.
Purple, yeah. It's going to be something way too long.
No, you'll have to create scarlet, combine scarlet and violet to make brown.
They're going
to
talk about Detective Pikachu for way too long and make it seem way more epic than it actually is.
You know what? Maybe it will be more epic than the last one.
Do you know what make me buy the game? If they had Pikachu voiced by Ryan Reynolds.
If it was voiced by Ryan Reynolds or Danny DeVito.
Yes, Danny DeVito, yes. But if they actually did the thing, like, yeah, this is the Detective Pikachu. This is, you know, the character is now voiced by Ryan Reynolds. And also, you're talking, and look, you're Justice.
Oh, God.
Justice Smith. I'd watch it. I'd play it.
I'm very confused about what's going on. Like, Detective Pikachu is just a game that I just don't see any market appeal for whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't think they did either, which is why this only got greenlit after the movie did well.
It got greenlit after the movie did well, and then on top of that, it feels like it's still coming out a year too late. Just because there's so much Gen 8, obviously, all over this.
Oh, maybe they'll announce a sequel to Detective Pikachu. The movie.
Oh, the movie, yeah.
Oh, the movie. Ooh. I could... Okay, so, like, I think that is actually possible.
We got a lot of boxes to fill, so...
Yeah. We have 13 boxes, so, like, we're doing okay. Yeah. I could totally see them doing that, though, actually. I could see them announcing that, kind of how they announced the Mario movie.
I mean, it did well. And it was, like, you know, it was a good enough movie, so...
It was the most successful video game movie when it came out.
At the time, yeah.
At the time, and then Sonic happened, and then Mario happened.
And then Sonic happened, and then Mario happened.
And proving again and again that, like, oh, these make money, make another one.
If you do them well, they make money, I think is the key thing, right?
Yeah, but based on the first one already having done well, the second one is going to make money. If the second one does badly, the third one won't, but, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, a sequel will make money.
I still stand by, like, Detective Pikachu, the first, like, 15 minutes where you see Justice Smith trying to be a Pokemon trainer, or whoever trying to be a Pokemon trainer.
Yeah, it is.
I want a movie of that. Like, I want that movie. I want some movie where, like, somebody's, like, out in the grasslands trying to catch Pokemon and getting stomped all the time.
I don't think you can do a whole movie out of it.
It's very funny. And it was one of the first times I felt like someone got it. Because, like, a lot of times with, like, these adaptations and things, it always feels like they're embarrassed to take their world seriously, so they go just full Marvel movie smug. Like, as fun as the Sonic movies are, that is very much a recurring problem with them. That's only salvaged by Jim Carrey being there.
I think that's also a little bit of what Sonic is, too, to some extent, though. Because Sonic is just smug about everything.
Oh, no, it is. But I'm talking the filmmakers being like, huh, this is the hip, like, just afraid to be earnest.
They know they're not going to get an Oscar. I get it.
Yeah, it's like, come on, no, you're making the schlocky kids thing. Have fun with it. And then Detective Pikachu opens with a guy running from a Cubone, throwing a bone at him. It's like, no, okay, you're taking this at face value, which is itself funny. You're not making fun of the concept. There's a difference.
Yep, I do agree with that.
Sincerity is great. And so I will say that I sincerely believe they're going to do, they're going to try to push, and this will be a bingo sell, they're going to try to push Pokemon Live, or whatever the new TCG thing is. That's going to be a whole thing here.
That's true. They need to promote that more.
Okay, but it's so bad.
Which is why they need to promote it.
Yeah, they need to get ahead of the messaging, because the only thing people can find are people complaining on X-nay Twitter that this is a terrible thing.
But I don't know. I mean, I do expect some kind of TCG announcement of some sort.
Exactly. Something TCG related. It prints money.
I think TCG Live is a good answer for at least now. The TCG is like where a lot of money is, though. You aren't wrong.
Yeah, and the thing is, this is the kind of place where you make an announcement about something like Live. Worlds is where you make an announcement about like a new set or a theme or a mechanic.
Oh, I could also see them making I could see them announcing maybe even just like, I don't think we've had an official release for Scarlet and Violet 151, which is the set coming out in September. And it's like a set that's just like the original 151 Pokemon, as the name would imply. I could totally see something like that being announced.
They do something like that, like, every generation.
Every year there's just, like, a bonus set like this. Like, last year was Pokemon Go, the set.
Are those legal, the 151s?
The Blastoise EX is actually, like, kind of exciting.
Reprint Rain Dance Blastoise, you coward.
They're not there yet. One day. The Blastoise, though, is actually kind of exciting from that set. So I'm excited for the Blastoise.
I just remember being burned when they were doing all of the... I forget what generation it was. I think it was during Sword and Shield when they made the set of, like, a tribute to the original sets. And then they didn't print Venusaur and Blastoise, like, the only two things that had abilities worth using. But Charizard got printed.
No, you're talking about Evolutions.
Yes. Oh, I hate that set so much.
That was X and Y block. And I remember that set being, like, so overprinted because I thought everybody's going to want to buy it. And then nobody bought it, and they were just...
And then it was garbage because they didn't, like, and it could have been great, and it really could have been.
You know what's worse about that, Sublime, is when the TCG collecting took off, all of those packs started going wild.
Got dumped on the market. I remember that.
They went crazy on the market. Like, everybody wanted them.
For garbage. You know what? Then they deserve.
Because the collectors wanted to try to, like, pull a Charizard and feel like they were cool again. But yeah, okay. I digress. We got to come up with things that are going to be in this direct. We got 14 blocks.
Let's see. How many are we at?
We're at 14, so we need, like, 10 more.
Okay, we need 11. All right. Oh, yeah, 10. Right.
No, because we got free space.
We get a free space.
Because we have the free spot. Free space. Yeah.
Free space. Yeah.
New Pokemon mobile app, a la Magikarp. Something really dumb.
You take that back about Magikarp?
I love the Magikarp thing, but it's, you know.
I can see an app that they decide to announce, and then it just no longer needs to exist after 3 years.
I can totally imagine them announcing an app and it not coming out for 3 years, because that's what happened last time.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I will say this, same day Pokemon Go event.
Pokemon Conquest 2?
I believe that, actually.
No, I want it.
No, not Conquest.
Okay, no, actually, put Pokemon Conquest 2 on there, but also Pokemon Go, same day event.
Yeah, I think Pokemon Conquest 2 should be there as just, like, a wish list item, right?
It's the wish list item. It 100% is the wish list item.
I think there's definitely an opening for them to reintroduce, like, a spinoff game. I would be totally fine with, like, another Pokemon Mystery Dungeon remake.
It'll be Explorers of Sky.
Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
Give me Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Area Zero. That'd be cool.
Actually, Area Zero would be such a cool post-game dungeon in Sky.
I'm gonna put two things down. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon remake, and then also Pokemon Mystery Dungeon new game. Because I think Mystery Dungeon, it sold well enough for a spinoff game, even when they did Mystery Dungeon DX. Like, I think they still sold, like, 3 million copies.
Yeah, and the thing is, they will, because of the reputation Explorers has, they will sell a ton. They will sell probably 5 or 6 million.
That's honestly the only thing that's holding me back from not playing that game right now is just that it's on DS, and I really just don't want to play a DS game. If you put it on my Switch, I will play it.
It's honestly one of the best DS games.
I believe you. The games that there was such a golden era of, like, Pokemon spinoff games in, like, the Generation 3 to Generation 4 eras.
Even, you know, as, like, a 90s kid, I frankly think there were a lot of great spinoffs in Gen 1 and 2 also. Give me another pinball. Give me another pinball. Give me another puzzle challenge.
But Ruby Sapphire pinball was better. The golden era of Pokemon spinoffs was Gen 3, 4.
Ruby Sapphire pinball was the better pinball. I do agree with that.
Look, no, all I'm saying is no Pokemon game.
Give me another new Pokemon Snap. Like, I want another Snap. That's what I want.
No Pokemon game has sold more consoles than Pokemon Ranger because it destroyed so many DS screens. You needed a new one.
Pokemon Ranger, after the first one, I think it was okay. I haven't played too much afterwards after the first one. I, like, played occasionally on the other ones.
The first one was mediocre. The later games were much better.
Well, they were better because they didn't make you actually do 20-some continuous circles. They would actually, like, if the chain got broke, it would at least keep the counter, which is a significantly better way to handle that game series than making me do 30 circles around a Steelix. I remember being very frustrated doing that. Just because it's so big, so it was just breaking it all the time. And that screen is tiny. It was terrible. Do not recommend. But yeah, there's all right. Let's see what else we got. So we got 19 things. So we need five more. Anything else interesting that we're thinking about?
Raid event for Pokemon.
That's a given, I think. Yeah, raid event for Scarlet.
Simultaneous raid of. It's gonna be the Mewtwo on Mew.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
Still, let's put it. It still deserves to be on there. Like, yeah, even though we know it's gonna happen.
Yeah, a raid event. I think they're going to announce a Mew distribution as well. I think they're going to announce some form of Mew distribution.
Here's a bit of a long shot, but I think this would be the time to do it. Leeko movie.
Okay, if they do it at this presents, though, I feel like they're going to get so much flack for not even having it simulcast.
And that stopped them?
No, it won't. But, like, I could totally see it happening. It's either... I don't want to say Leeko movie, but I want to say they're going to at least hype Pokemon Horizons.
Pokemon Horizons, fine. Pokemon Horizons hype, but then also Ash movie. Then because they have been doing those movies that have just been like completely divorced from main continuity, where Ash only has Pikachu.
A new Ash movie would be a great solution. Yeah, a new Ash movie would be a great solution to, you know, him no longer being.
I think that's kind of the idea.
They also might want to wait on that just so it feels more complete.
Yeah. I think they'll definitely hype Pokemon Horizons in some way, whether it's a movie or they just like go, oh, it's coming to Netflix and we all have to wait. I really wish they would just come up with a way to simulcast it, even with like subs. That would be great.
They're not going to do that.
I think so. But I don't know. I would love for it to come out in a more timely fashion than it does now, where it's like 9 months delayed.
It really is late. Like, we still have Ash. We still have Ash.
You know what else they can announce that I'm really surprised they haven't announced yet is Pokemon for Nintendo Switch Online, whether it be Red, Blue, Yellow, or Gold, Silver, Crystal.
That's true. In fact, they could do Ruby, Sapphire. They have the GBA.
I'm going to say Pokemon for Switch Online.
Leaf, Green, Fire, Red? Like, yeah.
I'm going to say that, and it's $10 each with home support.
I mean, you're already paying for the subscription.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, I would up my subscription for Pokemon.
They already have two layers of subscription. Do not add a third. I swear. Like,
No. I don't even have the second layer right now because there's just no reason for me to. Because I think so. There wasn't the code very early on when they launched the Nintendo 64, Nintendo Switch Online. There isn't the code like a transfer pack function for to go from Game Boy to the N64. Like that does exist. And I would love for them, since they released Pokemon Stadium on Switch Online, to just finally announce, like, hey, here's Pokemon Red and Blue, and they work with Pokemon Stadium and everything.
Maybe they'll just announce Pokemon Stadium 2.
Pokemon Stadium 2 is already on Switch Online.
Is it? I thought only the first was.
Nope, both are.
Oh.
I've got the NSO Plus, and I straight up don't remember what's out on that.
Yeah, I thought it was just the one.
Yeah, I think this is very realistic, though. I think that's okay. But yeah, that's 24, unless you guys have anything else you want to cover.
Yeah, some of those things will happen.
Some of those things will absolutely...
Some of those things will happen.
And some of them will not.
Some of those things will definitely happen.
And if it's a blackout, I don't know, you get the legal right to duel me at a time of your choosing.
Okay, if Pokemon Conquest 2 happens, I will be the most shocked person in the entire world. There's just no way that happens. Like, I look at this and I'm looking at it and I'm like, there's no way this is all in 35 minutes. And then I'm going to be shocked because they're going to be like, I'll even fill in the Pokemon Conquest 2 slot, even if it's just anything that resembles that gameplay.
Yeah. Pokemon Emblem, like, whatever. Whatever you want to do.
Do you know what could be really fun, actually? Pokemon Warriors.
Yeah. Pokemon Warriors. I'd play that. I'd play the hell out of that.
I'll even accept Pokemon Warriors. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to, but like if you could play, like you would just play
Pokken Tournament 2. No.
No. No. I kind of feel like we should put it on there, but it's not.
Okay, but Pokken Tournament 2, I'm not interested in unless Iron Valiant is playable, in which case that's probably actually really cool.
I don't think Pokken Tournament 2 will happen, only because Pokken Tournament 1, it could have been good, but they just messed up on so many steps. And I think part of that is just due to the Wii U. Like, I think the Wii U is what failed Pokken Tournament.
Yeah.
Because it came out on the Wii U, five people owned one, including myself. like, it was just, they had all these cool characters being added in the arcade machines in Japan, and they just weren't releasing them in the US because they were probably working on the Switch really hard and just did not care about properly updating Pokken to, for the probably 200,000 people that actually bought a copy of the game. That's when we got Pokken Tournament DX on the Nintendo Switch, and we did get a couple DLC characters that way. We even got the Decidueye that was special to it. So I just find it very weird and very odd. I don't know. We will definitely see. Definitely see. But yeah, I think this is a good list. If you guys have anything else that you predict or any thoughts on the presents, because it does come out on Tuesday, please send those in to PucklePodcast@gmail.com. We can't wait to read those on the show next week. But until then, I think this is a good place to stop, and we will go ahead and we will kick it on over to our Pokemon of the episode. We'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Pokemon of the episode. Welcome to our Pokemon of the episode. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National Dex number 745, Lycanroc, the wolf Pokemon.
It's Pokemon Sun. Sorry, it's Pokemon Moon, Dex entry reads. When properly raised from a young age, it will become a trustworthy partner that will absolutely never betray its trainer. This is the midday form, as opposed to the midnight form, who will sell you for a for like 5 taquitos.
You know what's really cool? This is really bad. There's a rumor going around that Lycanroc might get a fourth form in the DLC.
Dawn form?
We might finally get Dawn form instead of Dusk form.
You know, I'm okay with that.
I'm actually, like, somebody said that, like, Dawn form makes sense, and I'm like, actually, it does, though.
Do you know when we should have gotten it?
When Dusk form came out?
Well, that too. But Hisui. When they had Dawn and everyone thought it was going to be, like, the start of a Living World theme.
That would have been good, actually. I would have been here for that. I really would have liked that. I think there should just be a fourth one. Why not?
It's fine. We'll get Dawn form because it'll be like Dawning Fang, and it will be the...
Now, I think it would
be
cool
the Scarlet.
I would be okay if Dawn form just didn't have anything other than like... I wish it got like a new typing as well, because like all the Lycanrocs are rock.
I would love for all of them to have a distinct type.
Well, yeah. then you get Iron Dawn, and then you get Dawning Fang.
Yeah. I just wish they would get something more. Lycanroc is such a cool Pokemon, and I think it's its base stats are obviously good enough for it to be on this team this week, right? Base 47.
Yeah, and what are those base stats to get into it?
Let me tell you. 115 attack, 112 speed, very good. Both those very good, especially on rock. Fast rocks.
Not a lot of fast rocks. Right. Yeah. You got Aerodactyl.
Yeah. Aerodactyl and Lycanroc, right? Like, what else is there?
Yeah.
You've got 65 special defense and defense. That's awful. 75 HP is okay. And then you've got 55 special attack because his Pokemon was min-maxed. So it's done very well. And this is the midday form, by the way. The midnight and the dusk forms have completely different stats. And it, like, dusk form is very similar to midday form, but
dusk is just midday with -2 speed, +2 attack.
Yeah, it's just like slightly slightly stronger and slightly slower. 112 speed, though, I kind of like, because it's in its own speed tier at that point, and it can start to outspeed very specific things.
Yep.
Also, did they get rid of they didn't. Okay, thank God. I thought they got rid of Accelerock for a minute, and I was like, please don't get rid of
Accelerock.
Don't call Accelerock.
No. No, it's just that this thing is fast enough in this meta to not really need it.
Yeah, 112 is very good.
Look at what this set is, too. Like,
yeah.
It's fine.
Accelerock is Accelerock's just rock type Aqua Jet, for those of you who have never used a Lycanroc before.
Rockwa Jet, if you will.
Rockwa Jet. I like that. That's what they should have called the name instead. And I believe that the only Pokemon that can learn it are in fact Lycanroc. Midday and Lycanroc dusk form. I don't think anybody else gets it. So
let me check. Correct.
Yeah, it is. Nobody else gets it. I think it's just those two. They don't even give it to the bad Lycanroc. Like, come on, midnight.
No, form. Because his whole thing is supposed to be slow.
Yeah. Okay. Midnight Lycanroc.
It needs it the most.
Why is
it's midnight, not even that slow? It's still like 80.
Why doesn't midnight Lycanroc just get dark typing? Like, why did that not happen?
Yeah. Yeah,
because they are kind to it. Honestly, dark,
Dark Rock would not have been great.
I mean, Tyranitar does it. It pulls it off.
Yeah, Tyranitar has 120 more base stats.
That is mostly true, yes. But like Lycanroc Midnight Form, I mean, it's not good anyway. It's just not good anyway. Like,
I mean, shut up. I love him, but you're right. But shut up.
I mean, I wish it was good. I really do.
Yeah,
wish
it's
it
the
was
coolest
good.
Looking one. Why did they have to make it the worst?
Yeah, they could just make it better. That'd be really
I just
cool.
love it. I love it in new Pokemon Snap because that thing is just built mm-hmm. to move.
No, I mean, that's what happens with a lot of Pokemon past Gen 6 is like they were thought of like as 3D models, right? So you get to see some cool stuff. But yeah. All right. Well, we got a team, obviously, to go along with this. So let's go ahead and get it going. Our team is a VGC team this week with Lycanroc on it, which is kind of fun. It's Sandrush. Because we're gonna tee it up with a Tyranitar as well, but it's a Lycanroc holding a Focus Sash Sandrush ability, so it gets to go even faster in sand, which is kind of cool. Ghost Terra type, mostly because you're worried about Fighting type moves coming in to smack you. You have 252 attack, 252 speed because we're going fast. I love these spreads by the way on this team. Like most of them make sense. And yep. You've got Rock Slide, Close Combat, because Lycanroc got Close Combat last gen for some reason. They're like, you know what, Lycanroc needs a thing, and so they gave it Close Combat. It also has Bulldoze for a little bit of speed control and Endeavor because you're holding that Focus Sash, and it's kind of fun to just Endeavor somebody after you get hit. Of course, like I said, this is paired with a Tyranitar, which has Sandstream. This is Choice Band Tyranitar, by the way, as well, so this is very aggressive. It is flying Terra type, so Tyranitar heard it wanted to be a Landorus, and it decided to do that itself. Max attack, max speed, adamant nature. You've got Rock Slide, which is just always good in VGC, especially for flinches. Assurance, mm-hmm. Low kick for a little bit of coverage, and then also Terra Blast if you want a Terra flying, because you got to hit that Amoongus real hard. Like I hate Amoongus in VGC right now. I feel like it's the biggest thing stopping me. All of the time. But yeah, somebody take two more of these Pokemans.
I'll take the bottom two. Yeah. You've got the stretchy Tatsugiri, which is judging you, which I love. Reminds me of Snidey Side-Eye just a little bit.
This one's just angry.
Yes, but it's like giving you Side-Eye angry.
This one yeah. saw you cut it off.
It saw you cut...
That's
yeah,
how you cut... That's the sushi you're making? Really? That's the choice? Yeah, it's judging you.
No, it's angrier than that. It's more like, I saw you trying to get into my lane.
Yeah.
This thing's paid off. You want to bet?
Mm-hmm. So it's right under the Choice Scarf with obviously the ability Commander. Terra-type Water and a complicated EV spread. 44 definitely. HP, 20 defense, 236 special attack, 4 in special defense, and 204 in speed. I'm sure that is significant since it's running a Choice Scarf.
Yeah.
Timid Nature, and we're running Draco Meteor, Hydro Pump, Dragon Pulse, and because it's VGC, we threw in some Icy Wind. Yeah.
To be fair, if the Tachigiri is attacking, something probably went wrong.
That's fair. That's fair. And yeah, so much in special attack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to do something, right? So
yeah. Sylveon's running another choice item, but it's going to be choice specs. We're running Pixelate on it, because why would you not? Also Terra-type Water. Yeah. Modest Nature, though, this time, with a spread of 164 HP, 60 defense, 252 special attack, so we're maxing that out, 4 special defense, and 28 speed. Only 3 moves, because
mm-hmm.
It's a Sleep Talker, so you've got Sleep Talk, Terra Blast, and Hyper.
It's missing rest.
The AoE.
It is missing rest. It probably needs rest.
No, it's not. What the... What?
It maybe it's intended to...
Is it Spore Bait?
To have rest. Well, it can't have rest if it's got choice specs.
Yeah, this yeah. is very confusing,
what?
Actually.
What is this?
This team came in a really good placement. I guess it's Spore Bait, yeah.
Which is why it has to be something, right?
It must be this, for Spore, yeah.
This has to be something where, like, you know something is going to get spored.
Or,
so
you know what, maybe you literally just don't care. You're either going to Hyper Voice or Terra Blast anyway. Fourth
it
move,
feels
who needs
wrong.
A fourth move?
This feels wrong.
It does.
What?
I mean, if you do get Spore, you're more consistent, but
This feels wrong. I don't like this.
Fairy moves. Oh no, because you've got the Terra Blast Water. Yeah, I don't get it.
I like how you said these are incredibly balanced and reasonable EVs, and then I'm looking at the others. No, it's just those two.
Yeah, just the two I got. Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. No, the Heatran's a little complicated too.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. And then
yeah. Oh yeah, you got the two easy sprints, Dax. Yeah. You got the two easy sprints.
The two that make the most sense.
So Dondozo's here. Dondozo, if you are unaware, is unaware, and it's a big water type. And it can eat Tatsugiri.
Yep.
It's got 252 attack, 20 special defense, and 236 speed with Wave Crash, Earthquake, Rock Slide, and Terra Blast as its abilities.
Wait, does it
Ghost
not
is its Terra type.
Wait. I don't think it does eat the thing. Oh, wait, no, it does.
Nope, it does. The only thing that matters is Commander. Dondozo doesn't need a paired ability.
And it doesn't even, it's not even running order up?
No, but it doesn't have to.
I know it doesn't have to, so then it doesn't really matter which Tatsugiri you use.
No, but the stretch... So I think he got all of the options and then chose... Well, probably chose the one that's most common just to hide that. Or chose one that's really uncommon, so people are going, "What? Why does he need defense boosts? What? That,
my favorite thing is you should just run the shiny Tatsugiri all the time because nobody knows what the shiny Tatsugiri look like.
And well, they do hold themselves in slightly different positions. You just need to know what to look for on that, even if you don't know.
They're just, like, really small, though, when they come out. And the camera in Scarlet and Violet kind of sucks, so...
Anyway, really Heatran's the last Pokemon, as we alluded to.
Yeah.
It's got Flash Fire. It's got Terra Grass with 180 HP, 4 defense, 236 special attack, 4 special defense, and 84 speed. Heat Wave, Earth Power, Terra Blast, Protect.
Yep, because Terra...
This is a lot of Terra Blast.
A lot of Terra choices.
Okay, to be fair, I don't know why the Sylveon's Terra. I don't know. I don't know why. The Sylveon confuses me, like, more than anything else on this team. It's just the Sylveon. Like, what's going on? But It's fine. Try this team out yourself when it's on the Discord.
Maybe you can explain it to us.
Yeah, somebody please explain to me the Sylveon. But yeah, go ahead, try it out, have a good time. Advent calendar is still happening. It ends, I believe, on Monday, actually. But we will be running for the rest of the week a catch-up. So definitely check that out. And then next week, we'll be back to regular scheduled programming over at Patreon with giveaways. So definitely catch that. But until then, guys, we are going to kick it on over to the mailbag.
It's mail time! Send in your email.
Welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag is the part of the show where you can email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com and we will read it on the show. Last time we talked about alien Pokemon, we asked you for your favorites. And of course, you can go ahead and potentially win the Green Tauros badge, as this segment is brought to you by the fictional energy drink Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
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 Yeah.
Like I said, give the Green Tauros badge to anybody we deem worthy. Our first email this week is going to be from Stoogefella, and I believe Linian's going to read this one.
Yeah. Hey, Puckle. How's it going? I'm Stoogefella, and I'm probably in the majority from age range, but the absolute favorite extraterrestrial Pokemon has to be Deoxys. Remember, as a child, around 8 or 9 years old, my parents told me to clean my room one night. I reluctantly did as I was told and started cleaning. While I was cleaning, I found my old Game Boy Color and the Pokemon Yellow version. As most children do, I started playing the game and stopped cleaning. I vividly remember to this day how much fun I had in the 30 minutes or so before my mom came in and made me start cleaning again. The very next day, I woke up and started playing, and that was my normal routine for months afterwards. My birthday rolled around, and eventually the only thing I asked for was the new Pokemon game. I had seen the new games at Walmart, and that's all I could think about for what seemed like months. Well, my Nana picked me up from school about a week before my birthday and took me to eat, where she asked me what I wanted for my birthday. I told her about all these games. Then she took me to Toys R Us, let me pick it out, and Game Boy Advance. I left with Pokemon Ruby, which looking back I should have grabbed Emerald, but whatever, and a new Game Boy Advance, and I was instantly hooked. I played Ruby daily until Diamond and Pearl came out, but during that time I watched a little movie called Destiny Deoxys. I remember watching that movie with my little brother on TV one night before bed and thinking about how cool Deoxys was. The shape-shifting, seemingly emotionless, creepy alien thing captivated me, and I was so upset that I never had the opportunity to get one for myself until a GameStop distribution in Diamond Pearl Platinum years later. But ever since that movie, I've always loved Deoxys. Hopefully one day I can get a legitimate shiny, but until then I'll struggle to decide which form I like best. Thank you for reading this on or off the podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Stooge fella.
That's a cool story.
I hope you have a wonderful week.
Did he get the Toys R Us Game Boy? There was like an exclusive Toys R Us Game Boy Advance.
Yes, I do know that. And it looked weird. It was like yellow, wasn't it?
No, it's like this weird blue. It was like this like dark blue color. I don't know. Like Game Boy Advances had like a bajillion colors compared to what most consoles have now. There's just like so many colors. I don't know. We don't do this with our consoles anymore because I feel like at some point somebody decided that it's either special edition where you just have like a skin from some movie or some video game on it, or it looks like a PC because everybody just is an adult now and wants their stuff to look like adult things. But I kind of miss the back when they used to just market all video games as toys to us as children to some extent. And they used to come out with cool colors and all these other things for consoles. So I definitely miss that. The one you're thinking about, I think the yellow one, you might be thinking like the Game Boy Color.
Hmm.
There was like a Game Boy Color that was kind of like that, but I don't know, I'm just really into this because I like finding the weird ones to mod and be like, I have this really rare one, but it's actually playable because the back screen's lit up now. But all right, thank you for that email, Stooge fella. And we've got one more today from Nico.
Yeah. Good morning, Puckle. This is Nico here to say Mark is right. We need more cryptid Pokemon. When I say they should make a Pokemon out of this, Wendigos are at the top of my list. Naturally, I popped off when Mark mentioned them for a cryptid that deserves a Pokemon. I can understand that Wendigo are horrifying, both visually and in concept, with the theme linked to themes like cannibalism, but there's no way it's too dark for Pokemon. If they can make the hellscape that is an antlion larva and turn it into the trapinch lion, they can make a cute little Wendigo.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think they could have a cute Wendigo and call it Wendigo or something. You know, that's just...
I don't think this is a good idea, mostly because it is very much a, there's a fine line between mythology and living religion, and this one crosses it. This, no.
I'm fine with it. I get it. It's not my thing to have an issue with, so, you know, if someone has an issue with that, I get it. Alright, also, when Seth brought up jackalopes, a flood of memories rushed to me. When I was young, I designed a jackalope Pokemon line. I drew it a lot, too, but completely forgot. Thanks for reminding me of my childhood. Also, if you did this, what kind of Pokemon did you make up as a kid?
I made up so many.
I don't know if I actually made up any Pokemon.
I mostly think of, like, they should have a this Pokemon than making my own up.
I don't know if I ever, like, made up a Pokemon in that regard, but, like...
I'm always like, how is this not a Pokemon yet?
Looking at the dolphin that took forever until now.
Mm-hmm. I want an Orca now. Dolphins aren't enough. I want an Orca.
I still think there needs to be an evil version, like a water dark that becomes a supervillain.
That's the Orca! That's the Orca!
Oh, we do need that. Not even water dark, just like dark. Hard stuff.
Dark fighting. Dark water fight. Like, whatever.
I love fish. I love, like, fish and aquatic Pokemon that aren't water type.
Yeah, that's cute. I enjoy that.
I like that a lot when that happens, just because... I don't know, it gets away from the idea that, like, all fish Pokemon have to be water-type. I feel like it's boring when they're all water-type.
And on that note, actually, Thatch, come to think of it, I also designed a Leech Lamprey line. So it must have been before Gen 5, when we got the Electros line, because I would never design a new Pokemon if that Pokemon already exists. What am I, Game Freak?
Oh, burn!
Anyway, I really hope we see more cryptid folklore Pokemon in the future. As you may know, my biggest hope is to have a regional Krampus Delibird, but I think Iron Bundle has dashed those chances. Oh, right! The mailbag is about space Pokemon. Minyar is cool, right? I think we can all agree on that.
He is? Correct. Green Tauros badge.
Yeah, you pandered. You pandered to someone's favorite Pokemon. You're gonna get it. I hope everything you predict about the upcoming Pokemon Direct comes true. Nico. Honestly, Nico, so do we. We hope everything we predict comes true. It won't, but I hope it does.
I do like Minior. I hope it comes back in the DLC. I forgot the list already. I hope it's one of them.
Yeah.
Because Minior is such a... It is a cool Pokemon. I like Minior. I think it's... I think all the colors are a very good idea. I like them in Pokemon Snap as well. Pokemon Snap had used them very well.
Oh yeah, it's fun. Oh, they're great in Snap. See, this is why I'm like, you know what? Just make another Pokemon Snap game. It's a winning option.
Pokemon Snap was pretty good. Like, I'm actually pretty happy with Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, gorgeous. Pretty game. I like going back to it whenever I want to relax.
There's basically nothing to complain about in that game, other than how difficult some of those pictures can be. But you know what? That's fine. It needed something.
That's the point. Yeah.
I appreciate it. I mean, Pokemon Sleep obviously took some inspiration from that way of collecting as well, because they, like, just like Pokemon Snap, new Pokemon Snap, where, like, every Pokemon has, like, four different stars or poses to collect. They did have the same thing. They had the same thing in Pokemon Sleep, too, where, like, every Pokemon has, like, four forms to collect or something like that.
You know, and it's a Pokemon game on the Switch that has Superior, so it's the best Pokemon game right now.
That's true. But yeah, thank you for those emails. I guess we can give Nico it if you want to pander.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you mentioned Minier, so Linian gives you the...
Done. Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all it takes, it turns out, guys. You pander to the right people on the right day.
Someone should mention Snivy positively when I'm on. You'll probably get it.
Yeah, probably, actually. All right, well, if you want to email us next week, let us know what your predictions for the Pokemon Direct are, or your reactions to the Pokemon Direct when it finally airs.
Yeah, it'll be out by then, so no need to predict. Just tell us what you thought.
Yeah, Pokemon at PucklePodcast@gmail.com. To be fair, I really do like when these happen, when we do like these prediction episodes and we ask people for it, and then we get like the emails before it comes out. I love watching what everybody else thinks should happen.
And then watching it explode in retrospect. It gives me life.
I like watching it just to see, I don't know, it's a really good like finger on the pulse of the Pokemon community and where they think they should, what they think we should be seeing, right? I like seeing that. So send it in both. Send in both. Even if your hopes were dashed. What hopes were dashed? Send that in to PucklePodcast@gmail.com.
And if you mention Pokemon Conquest, you'll also probably get the Green Tauros.
Yeah. But yeah, until next time, though, if you want to hang out with us, the best way to do so is go to PuckleDiscord.com. You can follow us on Instagram. Is it Twitter and Facebook and, I guess, Threads?
If it still exists, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Any of those. That applies to all of those.
Yes, it does. And then, of course, you could always catch us on Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. I should be back this week. Unfortunately, I didn't stream this week because my cat had been going through a lot of things. My senior cat. We actually had to take him to like...
Yeah, I understand that.
We actually had to take him to like the pet ER because he couldn't breathe. It was a whole thing. He's fine now. For everybody who's worried, my cat is fine now. He's much, much better. He did pass the infection he had to our other cat, but he's much younger, so he handled it way better. And then we also, but yeah, either way, I'll be back this week. And then of course, you can always follow us on YouTube, youtube.com/PucklePodcast. If you want to help support the show, best way to do so is go to Patreon at patreon.com/PucklePodcast, where we release, extra bonus episodes and other cool things. I'm going to be doing a poll to see what other bonus content you guys like to see over there. So, definitely respond to that when I send it out to you. I would love to distribute whatever you guys think we should do. Other than that, though, guys, I think that's everything. Oh, no, of course, if you want to help support the show, you can also go to trollandtoad.com and use code PucklePod5 at checkout to get 5% off your order. We really appreciate the support from those of you who do that every month. So, yeah, other than that, though, guys, I have been Trainer Thatch.
I remain Sublime.
I'm Linian.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time. We'll be right back.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.